May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and especially since the COVID-19 pandemic, many people are struggling with loneliness and finding connection with others. Allison Friedman, the executive and artistic director of Carolina Performing Arts, says helping address that is at the core of her department's newest festival.
How do we combat all of this loneliness, isolation, and disconnection? We create spaces and experiences that people can come together, put their phones down, put the screens down, be in person in real life for a shared experience.
The event, called All Together Now, is set to debut next February and take place every year. The four-day festival will feature artistic programming that Friedman says will help drive community, either through its subjects, methods, or locations. And, she says, perhaps more than typical Carolina Performing Arts events.
When you come to a performance on a Tuesday night, great, you come with your friends or your family, you watch a performance, and you go home with people you know. You might have had a great experience, but you didn't meet a neighbor. You didn't commune with a stranger. And what's so great about a festival is it is a concentrated dose of arts experiences, creative experiences, and all people coming together, all together now. It is built and designed to bring folks together, to meet someone new, to have a conversation you wouldn't otherwise have had, and really celebrate what makes this community so special.
And the title of All Together Now isn't just an allusion to its attendees, Friedman says, but to the festival's variety and scope.
It's all the art forms, all the experiences, and all the places. This is across campus and downtown.
During the 4 days, Carolina Performing Arts' festival programming will be divided into three categories: pass events, open gatherings, and a special one-night presentation. The pass events are a new concept for CPA, with Friedman saying the daily pass will be the easiest way to access several overlapping showcases.
The day pass will allow you into performances and films and experiences that you're really invited to experience from beginning to end. So just like a regular performance or a film screening, you come at the beginning and you leave when it's finished. The great part about it is that we're repeating those experiences a couple times throughout each day as well as across the days. And we want to have so much going on that you have to make a choice, and hopefully you have to come back to get everything in that you want to experience.
Meanwhile, the open events will feature artist workshops, musical jam sessions, student showcases, and more free programming for anyone. Friedman describes those two categories as giving participants a choose-your-own-adventure way to experience the festival throughout Chapel Hill, with the special performance being a separately ticketed event and major draw. Friedman says her team is looking at the festival's pilot as the next 3 years instead of just the 2027 edition. And each year's iteration will have a theme the program will draw from or reference. To launch the festival, Friedman says they decided on love and hope being the core themes. She described that choice as summarizing what takes place on UNC's campus and across the Research Triangle.
It is all of these people invested in research, creativity, innovation, next generations. That is a huge act of love and hope. And it's what artists do as well, as they're asking big questions, as they're invested in creativity. So bringing that all together now in a great celebration to launch what will be an annual event.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.